Thank you for that. Yes, indeed. We are here and happy to be here. Mike, talk about a sponsor.
Well, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County and the Valentine area. Either make a trip down this fall or maybe start planning for next spring and summer. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.org. Make sure you mark on that list Smith Falls State Park, the tallest waterfall in the state of Nebraska. Yes, we have waterfalls in Nebraska. Who would have thought that? The Niobrara River, it's a National Scenic River and International Dark Skies designation at Merritt Reservoir. It's all at visitvalentine.com.
Tri-State Livestock News, the Cattleman's publication, delivering comprehensive agricultural coverage for decades. A medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insight. A publication with these credentials warrants your attention. Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com.
Well, some of the things you're never going to hear a redneck or a southern, especially a redneck southerner, say. Has anybody seen the sideburns trimmer? You can't feed that to the dog. Something else you're never going to hear them say. They thought Graceland was tacky. Hey, no kids in the back of the pickup. It's not safe.
Amen.
Honey, did you mail that donation to Greenpeace? Not going to hear the rednecks say that.
Nope, I don't think so. Here are some test answers from students. Give one reason why we should appreciate our veterans. A response, the veterans fought so that we could pay taxes to America, not England. What was the Phoenicians' gift to the world? Phoenician blinds.
Oh, there we go.
What is a mammogram? That's when people get their initials on their towels. And who is the author of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof? Can you guess that one?
Dr. Seuss.
That's right. You guessed it.
What else do you have to share today?
Time for a little holy humor. A Good Samaritan. A Sunday school teacher was telling her class a story of the Good Samaritan. She asked the class, if you saw a person lying on the side of the road, all wounded and bleeding, what would you do? A thoughtful little girl broke the hushed silence. I think I'd throw up.
Oh, good answer.
Yeah, that's what I thought. A Sunday school teacher asked, Johnny, do you think Noah did a lot of fishing when he was on the ark? No, replied Johnny. How could he? He just had two worms.
Well, you wouldn't want to use up your bait, would you?
No, and I thought that was pretty good thinking. A Sunday school teacher decided to have her young class memorize one of the most quoted passages in the Bible, Psalm 23. She gave the youngsters a month to learn the chapter. Little Rick was excited about the task, but he just couldn't remember the psalm. After much practice, he could barely get past the first line. On the day that the kids were scheduled to recite Psalm 23 in front of the congregation, Ricky was so nervous. When it was his turn, he stepped up to the microphone and said proudly, "The Lord is my shepherd, and that's all I need to know."
Well, who's going to argue with that?
I thought that was pretty powerful. He might have hit it more on the head.
I think he was short and succinct.
That's right. Here's another one. Preacher's 5-year-old daughter noticed that her father always paused and bowed his head for a moment before starting his sermon. One day she asked him why. "Well, honey," he began, proud that his daughter was so observant of his messages, "I'm asking the Lord to help me preach a good sermon." "How come he doesn't answer you?"
Ooh.
She asks. A little interesting dinner that day. A rabbi said to a precocious 6-year-old boy, "So your mother says your prayers for you each night? That's very commendable. What does she say?" The little Lord replied, "Thank God he is in bed."
He might be a little bit troublesome, you maybe?
Maybe, a typical little boy. When my daughter Kelly said her bedtime prayers, she would bless every family member, every friend, and every animal, current and past. For several weeks after we had finished the nightly prayer, Kelly would say, "And all girls." This soon became part of her nightly routine to include this closing. My curiosity got the best of me, and I asked her, "Why do you always add the part about all girls?" She responded, "Because everybody always finishes their prayers by saying, Amen."
Oh, well, yeah, that would make sense, wouldn't it?
It does very much.
Well, that's about all the time we have for the good stuff today, and we want to say thanks to listening out there on some of our great radio stations like Goodland, Kansas, KLOE, 7:30 a.m. Glad to have you guys on board with the good stuff.